Hello, and welcome to another Social Media Driving Licence podcast with me, Georgina Cronin.
And me, Andy Priestner.
And today we are joined by Peter Graham, who is Head of Digital Communications here at Cambridge Judge Business School. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Georgina. I'm delighted to talk to you.
Fantastic.
Now, what we want Peter to talk about today relates to week one, which, as you know, is framing the licence. We've heard lots of people being very positive about Twitter and other social media channels, but we're also very aware that there are concerns about risks in using social media, and I guess that's kind of the angle we want you to cover today, Peter. So could you give us your general thoughts about what the risks are? Are they real?
It's a very interesting question, and potentially, yes, indeed, they are very real. I think the first thing that I'd say is that I'm genuinely excited by the social media driving license, because I feel that it's an opportunity to harness the energy and creativity of people at the school and to help them understand the best way to maximise the use of social media.
Yeah.
Given that, although I think often here I have the role of perhaps being the voice of caution in the use of social media and so forth, my background before getting into digital and online communications was in fact in public relations, where I had to manage various different media crises and reputational risk issues. I think that social media has transformed the number of avenues for potential problems. I mean, as we see with various recent social media dramas involving, say, HMV, for example, where a number of staff were laid off and a junior member of staff was tweeting about that process as it was happening, while the marketing director was humiliated by not really understanding the situation.
Not having the password to the account, I think.
I think you can think of any one of a number of cases.
Yeah.
There are, of course, more extreme examples where people defame their institution or release inadvertently sometimes trade secrets, which can cause irreparable corporate damage. As a business school, I think we're in a more fortunate position than a lot of corporate entities because the chances of things going so terribly wrong are much less, and we have a relatively informal atmosphere. But equally, social media is just another place where things can go wrong.
So you don't sit in your office worried, beads of sweat, about the communications that are going out from the school from different people?
Andy, my receding hairline is entirely down to my worries about that. No, not at all, not at all. I mean, it's in comparison to people in this role in other institutions who have to sit there and literally be concerned about what student interest groups are talking about, about recruitment to various causes happening on social media, some of which, of course, is utterly unrelated to their institution, some of which can end up being taking place on networks that are hosted and managed by their institution. In comparison to that, this is a joyful place to work and embrace social media. There's a lot of constructive conversation, there's a lot of witty banter, and there's some learned discourse.
Yeah. So are we taking it seriously enough, the concerns, given that context that you've described?
I think we, as an institution, corporately, we do take it more seriously than I think people realise.
Right.
I think we're very fortunate in as much as nothing's happened in which really we've had to...
We're all touching wood now, listeners.
Yes, we are. clinging to the furniture.
Fingers crossed.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks,
I think we have a policy. We have a social media communications policy, which basically says, I mean, it's three pages of A4, but it says, be nice, play fair.
It's on the internet, yes?
It is on the internet, indeed, yeah. And that essentially is a backdrop to the entire thing, just to say, be good to each other, really.
Which I think is a really good rule for the internet generally.
I think you're absolutely right, and if you do want to shout at somebody, do it from your own account. I think we're prepared for something going wrong in the future, but I think we're in an institution where it's pretty unlikely.
So is there any difference... Clearly there is. I know as I'm asking this question, but from an email that you kind of send out in anger, with tweeting, obviously that's publicly, out there. Is there much difference? I guess it depends what you say.
It depends what you're talking about. And
who CC'd on the email, I'd imagine.
Indeed.
Have you ever tweeted in anger, Peter?
not from the school's account.
Good answer.
No. There was one... the one mistake I've made with the school's account was around 11 o'clock I think it was a Thursday night, and I was tweeting... I was doing some research on the BBC, and I was tweeting from my personal account and from my iPhone, and I had made the mistake, a schoolboy error, but I was logged into the business school's account, and I wrote to the BBC, I tweeted at the BBC, criticising them for the fact that their usually incredibly robust website happened to be down for the 10-minute period when I desperately needed to access an article.
Oh,
and unfortunately, that comment came with the full weight of Cambridge Judge Business School Twitter account.
Goodness.
Forcibly reckoned with.
Wow.
Yeah, indeed. You know, I think we had about 5,000 followers at that point, so... yes, but no. It's very managing the corporate account is an interesting challenge because I can't necessarily bring a personal voice to it as I would like. One needs to be the voice of an institution, and personal accounts, named accounts around the school, are sometimes a better avenue to get out different messages. We can be criticised, the corporate account can certainly be criticised for being dry or too corporate communications in focus. But the difficulty is that you have to think that this is theoretically the voice of an entire institution encompassing a lot of different issues. And inherently, although we want to appear to be a creative and relatively informal business school, I think, in comparison to some of our competitors, it is still very difficult because one can't particularly pass comment on things with an individual voice.
I think it'd be really great if we could explore this particular element in a future podcast. Are you happy to come back and talk about the corporate account and the fact that you are Cambridge Business School on Twitter?
You are.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I would be, absolutely.
Okay.
Bearing in mind, of course, it's not just me who tweets from the account.
No.
I'd be pleased to.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Peter.
My pleasure.
We'll hear from you again soon.